are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So whether you lean towards predestination or free will, grace is the unifying thread that weaves through both, reminding us that salvation is not about earning brownie points with God, but about receiving an unmerited gift. It's the cosmic get-out-of-jail-free card that reshapes our understanding of choice and destiny. So let's delve into how grace shapes our views and predestination and free will, and how this divine favor transform our spiritual journey. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Munga, my pastor Murubwanch. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Pleasure. I'm super excited too.
Indeed. Mfundisi, I mean, we're speaking about all things God's grace in terms of predestination and free will. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer before we start?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you for giving us another moment to be in your presence, to share your word. We pray for the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, for the presenter, for the listeners, and even for all of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we want to understand today, kicking it off, how does grace now influence our understanding of both predestination and free will in the context of salvation?
Thank you very much. The burden of the whole Bible is the plan of salvation. Anything that you read from Genesis to Revelation, the burden there is salvation. So even when you talk about predestination, we talk about free will, it has to border on salvation. Mm-hmm. Grace, like you rightly said in the introduction, is unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
Or being given something that you do not deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about predestination, like we said yesterday and the other day, predestination is always associated with salvation for all.
Mm-hmm.
Who will accept the offer that God gives. So grace is a gift.
Yeah.
You accept or reject the gift by exercising your free will,
mm-hmm,
or your freedom of choice. So predestination, God has offered salvation, and this salvation is offered to everyone. And everyone who is offered this salvation, which is something that you do not deserve, it is given now as an offer that you accept or an offer that you reject. But God's will is that all of us can accept the offer he gives us, which is free.
So in what ways now, Mfundisi, does grace bridge the gap between divine sovereignty and human choice?
It does. When we are talking about grace, we see God doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a sinner, what do you deserve? What do I deserve? I deserve death.
Okay.
And we are not just talking about this death of sleep, but we deserve to die eternally.
Mm-hmm.
If God is to be just, if God is to give you and I what we deserve eternal death. Mm-hmm. But instead of killing us, instead of killing the human race eternally, he offers eternal life. He offers that the opposite. So what do we find? We find that eternal life is offered as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So this is predestination, which is salvation for all, as far as scriptures are concerned, is given as a gift,
mm-hmm,
something that you and I do not deserve.
Mm.
Instead of getting eternal death, God offers you and I eternal life that is through Jesus Christ, which is the grace we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that is completely unheard of, something that we do not deserve as human beings, but it is offered to us as a gift that you can accept, you unwrap, and then you use it, which is salvation itself.
Mfundisi, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, when we're studying the Word of God, there in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And I love how, you know, you've already alluded to the fact that it is a gift. So such scriptures, Mfundiswami, how do they now highlight the role of grace in this salvation? Because sometimes we think it is by our own power, hey, that we are saved. No, it is not.
Yes, the verse is very clear. And actually, it becomes a human bother.
Mm-hmm.
Why does grace become a human bother? Human beings want to boast.
Yeah.
I paid so much money to God and he has given me this. The way we boast about our cars. I have this car. I saw this car. I bought the latest. I have this phone. I have this attire. I have this. But when it comes to grace, the Bible is very clear there. You have been saved. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Your part is to believe. And not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of works. Lest anyone should boast. So what do we find? Salvation is a divine initiative. It's not a human initiative. Salvation is a divine initiative. It's not a human origin. No. Yeah. No human being petitioned God to save us. No. The part of the human being is to believe. And when you believe, when you accept this grace, then you live a life of obedience. So we find that obedience is a byproduct of grace or salvation, not the other way around. We do not obey so that we are saved, which is a pagan way of salvation, that you have to do something. You have to please this God. Then this God, after you are pleasing, he saves you. But now with the God's grace, it's the other way around. You obey because you have been saved. You don't obey so that you are saved. You obey because you have been saved.
The moment, Mpundiswami, we understand the issues of grace, whether you understand, whether you believe in predestination or you are the free will person, whichever way you are, but the moment you understand grace and how grace works, in fact, how does it now help us in terms of our relationship with others and also in terms of our sense of purpose? Because if I understand grace, for example, Mpundisi, I will be able to relate nicely and have a nice conversation, you know, with those who believe in predestination. Or I will be able to have a nice conversation and understanding with those who believe in free will. In free will, because now I understand, grace. But how does it help us in terms of those relationships?
Yeah, grace mainly is about God is love.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at grace being itself, being given something you don't deserve, that means God is love. And if this God is love, then I need to love others and live a life that is worthy my high calling, because it's a high calling. Someone calls you to the high table. Someone calls you to go and eat with the head of state just because you have no title anywhere. I said, no, today you are going to have lunch with the president, Ramaphosa.
Yeah.
You ask yourself a lot of questions. But even as you are there, even as you walk away from there, you will say that this is something that I do not deserve. So if I have been given something that I do not deserve, God has forgiven me. I have extended the same thing to others. God has loved me. I have extended the same thing with others, with excitement. And then this is a high calling. If I have been saved in this way, then I'm also privileged to share this grace, this love from God.
Yeah.
I also have to tell others, because it places the responsibility on me. If I have for sure benefited from this gift, I will share with others. I will tell with others that actually this grace is available to all. There are a lot of things that are limited. No, this one is only for South Africans. This is only for Zambians. This is only for this. But the grace is for each and every human being. And it has been given to me. So I can also share with other people.
Indeed. So, Mpundisi, as we are nearing the end there, how does grace now empower us to live out our faith authentically and compassionately?
When I was looking at the grace and the authentic living and compassion, I thought about the Good Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man who finds someone who is wounded, who is unconscious. In the same route, the Levite and the priest passed by there. They did not help the man. But the Bible record tells us there in Luke chapter 10, where we find the account, that the Good Samaritan had compassion on this person. He had compassion on this person. We find the same also in Mark chapter 6, verse 34. where we see Jesus coming out of the boat, he finds these people. The Bible says when he met the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Those are the 5,000 that he fed.
Yeah.
Because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And then he begins to teach them. So when we have this grace, like we have said, we will show it also with others. Like it is the good Samaritan was moved with compassion.
Mm.
And when you analyze that, he spent a lot. He spent his time. He spent his oil, his wine, taking this man, putting him on a donkey, not in a car, on a donkey for him to balance an unconscious man. He goes to the clinic.
Mm.
He pays for him. He's the best teacher. And even he says that whatever more you spend, when I come back, I'll pay the rest. That is compassion in action. That mm-hmm. is exercising, showing you grace now, from the theory now to action, which is more critical.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Hey, Mfundisi, thank you so much. I think, you know, we never ever finish discussing the issues of grace, but I think that we've covered enough today in terms of when it comes to free will and destination and salvation. So I'm going to ask my pastor that, do you have any closing words that you have to say about this issue? And also, please do offer a word of prayer for our listeners.
Thank you. My last words would be, as we have received this grace, our response should be to say thank you to God.
Mm.
Our response should be a response of gratitude. Our worship will be not initiated by a song, but by what God has done for us. This God has shown us this love, love that is amazing, love that we do not deserve. And because he has shown us love that we do not deserve, I pledge that I will serve him as long as God gives me life.
Hmm.
That is my encouragement to the listeners.
Yep.
And then we can close with a word of prayer.
Thank you.
Our Lord and our Savior, we are thank you for being with us in this conversation. Our Lord and our Savior, we pray that you may continue speaking to us and even to our listeners on what we have discussed on the subject of grace. Be with us, Lord, and be with us forever. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Please, come to you and send to our listeners. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.